Blog Talk Radio.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
All right. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for listening to this morning mini edition of Film Festival Radio Show with me, Janice Malone, right here on the scene, ready to talk with everyone who is willing to listen. That's pretty much how we do it around here. Okay, we are delighted because for those of you who are listening to us on the Cube, for some reason we are like 2 minutes running behind. I don't know why, but if you're listening live on the Cube Network, thank you for joining us. This is Janice Malone with Film Festival Radio Show, and our stream was kind of delayed. The little whirly thing was whirling around, and I don't know why it wouldn't stop whirling when we needed it to stop whirling, but we are on live right now. We're waiting for our guest. Our guest for this morning mini edition of the show is Claire Coffey. You know her from NBC's hot, crazy, kooky, wonderful show, Graham, airs Friday nights, NBC. You know what to do. Check your local listings for the time in your city. But Claire is, what is this, season 5 of Graham? I think it is season 5. And Claire stars as Adelaide Shade. Yes. Miss Adelaide, the Hexen Beast. She's just a bad, bad girl. But we love her. We think she's cute, you know, in all her badness. Yeah, she just gives just Nick. Nick could just wring her pretty little neck. You know what would be cool? What if Adelaide and Norma Bates from the Bates Motel, those two, need to get together? I'm going to ask Claire about that. Claire will be calling us in about 4 minutes. Our interview with her is from 10 a.m. Central Time until 10:20 a.m. Central Time. And if you're new to listening to us, for those of you new listeners on the Cube, when we do our morning mini shows, they're only 10 minutes. Sometimes we get really cool and nice, and NBC will give us an additional 3 or 4 minutes, but usually it's 10 minutes flat. And after our 10 minutes, a lot of 10 minutes are up, they just get the scissors and cut the call. It's just that simple. But hey, we try to squeeze as much information and as many questions as possible in that 10-minute allotment there. But anyway, Claire is got a lot of stuff going on in her life. We're going to save some of that and talk with her and ask her some questions about that. And if you are a big fan of this show, and millions of you are, because this is their 5th season, we have previous interviews with Claire Coffey with our show and on our iTunes page. We have hundreds of archived shows on iTunes, and I think Claire has been, this is maybe her 4th or 5th interview with us. Ever since the show started, we have been interviewing Claire and some of the other cast members from the show. And so we just have a lot of fun, as you can see. If you are a new listener, we have a lot of fun chatting with lots of famous people that we see on television and films and what have you. So that's what we do. If you'd like to drop us a line, our email address is filmfestivalradio@gmail.com. Our website, again, is festivalradio.com. And as we continue to progress in this year, I can't believe it's already mid-March already. Sunday is my birthday. If anybody wants to flood me with birthday greetings, go right ahead. March 22, that was my big premiere into the world. And you can just do that. You can just email me, filmfestivalradio@gmail.com. Go to our Facebook page. I'm just not good at memorizing all of these URLs. I'm just not. You know, some people are just good at math. I'm not. Some people are good at memorizing all of these passwords and URLs. I'm not one of those. And I know my limitations, and I, you know, adhere to them. But anyway, lots to talk about with Claire Coffey. She'll be chatting with us in about another 60 seconds or so that we'll be dialing in. Let me see if I can quickly get to this information really fast. For those of you who, and maybe that will be us too, the 14th Annual Tribeca Film Festival starts April 25th, and this is a great announcement. The cast of Martin, Scorsese's Goodfellas movie, the classic mafia movies, the whole cast will be reuniting for the film's 25th anniversary at the Tribeca Film Festival. It's bringing all the gang back, Lorraine Bracco, Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, Ray Liotta, Paul Sorvino. They will all be together, and there will be a Q&A. They're going to show the original film. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be a blast. And you know what? We're going to make enough business to be there as well. So that's what's going on at the Tribeca Film Festival. But right now, what's going on with us is we have Claire. Good morning, Claire Coffey. How are
Hi,
you this
Janet.
Morning?
How are you?
Oh,
excuse me. Sorry. Got a little morning throat going on here.
Oh, that's okay. It's early where you are. We know you're on the West Coast, but it's still pretty early for you guys out there, which is a good thing. But
it is when you're shooting late. Yeah, that's for sure.
So how late was late yesterday for you guys?
Yesterday has been too bad. We're on kind of our night shoot schedule, but they, like today, they're starting at 3 and they'll wrap at 3 in the morning. I got reprieve today, so we're just live tweeting the return tonight.
Oh, okay. So from 3 p.m. till 3 a.m., that's the work schedule for you guys pretty much, huh?
Well, around Fridays it gets to that, you know, depending on how many nights we have to shoot. So, especially now that we're not, because of daylight savings, if they need, when they need nightfall, it gets pushed a little bit later.
Well, everybody wants to know, and I know you guys are not allowed to tell too much, but what's going to happen? Just tell us anything. Lie to us, anything. Tell us what's going to happen.
I can tell you. So they teased it in the little promo from our last new episode, but Adeline, it's revealed tonight that Adeline is pregnant again, and you will find out who the father is right away. It just really sends everything into a tailspin for the rest of the season, and it's a reveal that affects everyone for sure. And we're in the middle of shooting our 20th episode. We've got two more to go. The cliffhanger this season is massive, and the drama that is about to take hold is incredibly intense. So we're all very excited.
Oh, my God. So look for cliffhanger, incredibly intense, and massive. Okay.
Right.
That's enough for me. So Adelaide is, again, a Hexan baby is on board.
Right. That's true. Another Hexan baby.
Another Hexan baby. That's just what the world needs, another Hexan baby. So the father is going to be revealed tonight. So, I mean, we're not going to have Maury Povich walk out on the set and read who the father is or anything, are we?
No, just short of that. But, yeah, not quite Maury Povich. Yeah, I am pregnant in real life, and so the writers kind of saw that as an opportunity to throw a wrench into everybody's lives in Portland. So they went with it. I'm due in May, so we'll be working right up to the delivery in dramatic fashion.
Oh my goodness! How exciting, though, for you and your husband. So far, what's been the most fun, coolest thing about being pregnant?
I would say the kicking, like being able to feel him kicking and moving and bouncing around, it's been super fun for both of us, and kind of feel like you can communicate with him that way.
Oh, that's so sweet. Well, now, tell me about this line of clothing that you have out. I love the name, Full Disc closure.
Oh, it's not a line of clothing. It's a blog.
Oh, it's a blog. Oh, I thought it was a line of clothing.
It's a blog.
Okay.
Oh, no. Not that ambitious yet.
I see. Well, I went to your website, clairecoffee.com, and I saw where you had this really delicious-sounding cake, some kind of ginger cake that you made during the holidays.
Oh, yeah, there's that. Yeah.
Okay. So is cooking, a passion for you, or is just you were just feeling holiday?
I love baking, I would say, and cooking, but yeah, that's my weekend activity. I love, if I have an entire Sunday free, I love spending it kind of shopping and figuring out what to cook. And then it's especially more, more fun when my husband is home. But kind of working through cookbooks and, I like pasta and baking, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, my. Well, hey, being pregnant, you've kind of, got a legal license to eat all that great stuff and not worry about it.
Right. You'd think. But I think they try to keep you on a pretty healthy diet. And then you do feel guilty every time you're eating something bad for you, because now you're eating something bad for two instead of just poisoning your own body. So I've tried to keep it pretty healthy. But
so is there anything or any foods in particular that you've had like a wild craving for, like, chocolate covered pickles or something, or what?
Nothing weird. I've had cravings for oranges. That's been the main thing, like those big sumo mandarins that I've been eating a ton of. But I haven't had any weird cravings. I mean, I've craved pizza, but that's everybody, so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, oranges. That's a healthy craving. Man.
Vitamin C, yep.
You're a politically correct pregnant mom here. You didn't say oranges.
That's Portland for you.
So, somebody told me to ask you this question to further speak of Portland. They want to know, they're from Portland, and they want to know, what are some of your favorite spots in Portland when you're there shooting?
Oh, gosh, I have so many. Let's see. I think, for food and dinner, I would say there's an Italian restaurant called Luce that I love. There's St. Jack, which is in my neighborhood. They just opened an outpost of Blue Star Donuts down the street from my apartment, which is dangerous and wonderful. And I love hiking in Forest Park. I love getting coffee at Barista and good coffee. I mean, there's just so many places. It's awesome and terrible at the same time.
Well, it sounds like you've really kind of mastered the city. You go there so much, it makes a lot of sense. So, Josh,
I live here.
I
live here now. So,
LA.
Yeah, we shoot 9 months out of the year, so not a lot of time for back and forth.
Yeah, well, it makes sense. That amount of time, it makes a lot of sense. But this gentleman that wanted me to ask you, his name is Josh. So, Josh, there's your answer. You got your answer. Well, okay, back to Adelaide a minute here. So is there a name selected for the Hexen Baby yet among you cast members for fun or what?
Oh, no, actually. We should probably get on that. Maybe we'll do some there'll be live tweet fodder tonight is trying to name the new Hexen Baby.
Oh, please. Hexy Junior.
These are good. These are all good options, Janice. Yeah.
Yeah, demon baby from hell. I don't know.
You got it. Yeah, this is good. This is good. I will add these to the list.
Oh, God. But, I was telling the listeners before you called in, your character is just, she's a love-hate type of a character. And then, of course, on the Bates Motel, there's Norma Bates. I mean, what if Adelaide and Norma Bates got together? What would that be like?
Oh, wow. Man, I think people would not survive. There would be some probably pretty, they're both really terrible mothers.
Yes.
I guess, yeah, evidence shows that for sure. So if Norma Bates and Adeline Shade set up a daycare.
Oh,
That would be a good show. That would be a great spinoff, I think. And A&E is owned by NBC, so I'll go pitch that to them at the network.
Oh yeah, because it was, you know, that sounds like a great skit for Saturday Night Live, right there, what you just said, a daycare center. Up on that. Oh my goodness, but yeah, you cast members, you guys, you should throw around some names for the new Hexen Baby and tweet them and see, or even ask, like you said, ask the fans to come up with some names. That would be so funny. I'd be curious on
that's
that.
That's a good idea too. I have a lot of faith that our fans would come up with something better than we would. That's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Well, now, do you have time to, you know, I know these, you know, shows like Grimm, you guys have, you know, they have the conventions and, you know, the sci-fi type conventions, Comic-Con and all of that. Do you participate in any of those, or and what is that like for you?
Yeah, I definitely have. It's great for us because it's fun to actually get a chance to meet, you know, the people who are watching and tweeting with us. It's wild, fun to see the characters from other shows that I watch or just kind of trade experiences that way.
Oh, yeah, I've done a couple of Comic Cons and I didn't think I would survive them, but it was chaos that was so much fun. So I know people probably
definitely chaos.
Yes, definitely chaos for sure. Well, anyway, before they shut me off, we'll be tuning in tonight, of course, for Grimm. And let's just see how much Adelaide is going to get on Nick's nerves. Claire, if Nick turns out to be the father of the baby, I'm just going to pass out and start speaking in tongues. I can't, if that happens. Oh.
Okay. Thank you for warning me about that.
Yes. But we got to tune in to find out just who. I don't know if that's a good thing for a guy to find out he's the father of Adelaide's baby or not. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I would say that's history proves that's a pretty terrible thing to find out.
Well, anyway, Claire, thank you so much. It's always a delight to chat with you, and congratulations on the arrival of your baby in May. And,
my pleasure, always. Thank you so much.
Okay, we'll see you hopefully next season because we've been talking to you since the show first started. Yeah, so we always like talking with you. So we'll see you. Next time we talk to you, you'll be a mommy. So that would be a lot to talk about.
That's true.
Okay, well, take care. We'll see you on our next interview. Oh, we lost her. Okay. Claire Coffey, Adelaide Shade. Yeah, her. Hexen Baby on board. I think we need to remember those little car little signs, you people, bumper stickers, and they would put them on the car and say baby on board. So now we got a Hexen Baby on board for Adelaide. Yeah, if Nick is the father, I am going to just be done. I who could it be? Who do you think? I don't know. I don't know. You're talking about the bad seed. Oh, goodness. But we're going to tune in tonight, Grimm, see what happens. And Claire says there's going to be a big old juicy cliffhanger coming soon for the last episode for the season. It's always a good cliffhanger, but the way she describes this one, she said it's going to be massive, very dramatic, of course. But that's why we love Grimm. That's why we love the Bates Motel. That's why we love these kinds of shows, because they're scary, they're ooky, spooky, altogether kooky, and it's like a bad roller coaster ride that you get back on again and do it all over again. That's what Grimm is all about. But anyway, we are out of time. We want to thank Claire Coffey for joining us. As always, and like I said, if you want to listen to some previous interviews that we've done with Claire over the last, five seasons? This is the fifth season of Grimm. But we've talked to her every season that the show has been on. So go to our iTunes page and you can find those interviews and more right there on our archive page. So we're going to shut it down. We want to thank you guys for listening, as always. And we will crank it up and do it again on our next show. tune in, because guess who we will be talking to? Can't guess? I'll tell you. We will be chatting with, this is old school music, KC of KC and the Sunshine Band. Remember, get down tonight, you know, shake your booty. And, you know, when music was great. Well, anyway, KC of KC and the Sunshine Band, these guys are still around, and they are traveling and touring all over the world. They have a new CD that just came out about 2 weeks ago, and I had an opportunity to chat with KC. It's a hilarious, funny interview. It is so funny, and I'm not going to tell you why it's so funny, but in the kind of towards the end of the interview, you'll see why it is so funny. But KC is just a really cool guy to talk to. His music is even greater. So that's our next guest on the next edition of Film Festival Radio Show. And we have some independent filmmakers that will be joining us next week as well as film festival directors. So stay tuned for that. All right, I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to shut it off. And I thank you guys for listening, as always, to this morning mini edition of Film Festival Radio Show. Have a safe weekend. Stay warm. Those of you out in the East Coast, you still are getting hammered by that snow. Better you than me. But anyway, I'll talk to you guys on our next show. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.